You're tuned to Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Mourner. The Air Force is considering new low-altitude nighttime training flights over a swath of southwestern Colorado and neighboring New Mexico. Pilots from Cannon Air Force Base in Clovis, New Mexico, could fly as low as 300 feet in the wee hours. But there is opposition to the plan, concerns about noise and pollution. Reporter Chandra Johnson is covering this story for the Taos News. She says the aircraft involved would be the Osprey, a tilt rotor, so sort of a helicopter plane hybrid, and the Hercules, a four-engine turboprop.
They're typically troop transport vehicles, so they're very large. And what they're concerned about is pilots getting enough hours under their belt before they go into places like Iraq and Afghanistan. And what they're contending is that southern Colorado and northern New Mexico in particular, the landscape sort of resembles the areas where they will have to fly all the time.
One might ask, gosh, we're awfully far into the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Why now? How do folks at Cannon Air Force Base respond to that?
As far as they're concerned, as long as we're at war, they have an obligation to train their troops to the best of their ability and to send them as prepared as possible.
I want to say that the area they're looking at covers parts of New Mexico, but here in Colorado is a lot of the southwestern corner of the state. So from Durango to Aspen to west of Alamosa, and what is it exactly that would happen above these places?
Well, basically what they're doing is they're adding a low-altitude component to their training. Their current training routes, are at a normal flying altitude.
And the night aspect of this, is that new too?
Yes, that's new.
And the military says this is about training in different conditions, I gather.
Yes, and making sure that they're able to train, you know, when visibility is poor. I understand that's one reason why they wanted to include areas around Taos like the Ski Valley and, of course, Aspen, because they want to understand what it is to have to maneuver these really high, majestic mountains. And a lot of the people around here are concerned about avalanches and things like that.
And we'll talk more about what critics are saying, but what would be the quantity of flights they'll add?
Well, they're talking about adding three flights per night.
Three flights per night of how long?
Pretty much all night.
Okay.
Is my understanding is that it could be, it's mostly going to be in the wee hours, is my understanding. Because if you read the draft EA, they did try to do studies on the likelihood of waking people in different seasons. For example, if it's in the summer and people sleep with their windows open, they're slightly more likely to be awakened by these flights than in the winter when their windows are closed.
The EA is the environmental assessment, we should say.
Yeah.
Did they find that in this assessment that the noise would be considerable, significant, what?
No. In fact, the entire draft environmental assessment was released under a finding of no significant impact, which is why so many people are up in arms over it, because literally every aspect that they studied, from the noise levels to the pollution to the impact of vibrations on historic buildings, they found that it would have no significant impact. And what that means is that noise levels, for example, if they're under 55 decibels, that meets the Environmental Protection Agency's standards for not having a significant impact, not affecting the environment, not affecting quality of life.
That is to say, a transport plane with four propellers could fly as close as 300 feet above your home, and this assessment found that that would not be a significant noise issue.
That's correct.
And critics, it doesn't sound like critics are buying that.
No, they're certainly not.
Well, let's talk about some of their biggest concerns, which they feel were not addressed by this assessment.
I think the number one concern by far is the pollution aspect of it. Cannon is asserting that they need this kind of space for their low-altitude training flights because such a large area would allow them to spread out in a way that would make for less impact and less wear and tear, so to speak, on the land and on the environment over this training area. Whereas if they were using an existing training area, which is one of the options of the outcome of this process, because other agencies are already using it, because it's been used for so long, those existing areas would actually have more environmental impact and pollution.
And do they apply that to noise pollution as well? I mean, the idea that you if you had such a huge expanse of New Mexico and Colorado, you know, the likelihood of flying over one area twice is lessened or something?
That's exactly right. They're basically saying that the likelihood that we're going to wake you up if we do two nights in a row is very, very slim. And they're also arguing that because of the decibel level they're estimated at, they're probably not going to wake anyone at all.
It occurs to me that some of these areas are pretty exclusive, like some expensive real estate. And if there are concerns about property values, I mean, that would be true for people of any economic status.
Yeah, I certainly think that's a concern. Here there's outcry in the ranching community as well, and there's a huge outcry among some of the governmental bodies here because of the potential impact on tourism, because we are such a recreational hub in Colorado and New Mexico, particularly for the outdoor crowd. I think a lot of the governmental authorities here are concerned that flights, the potential for pollution, could have a very adverse effect on an already struggling tourist economy.
What, that people would just avoid the area outright because of flights?
Or that they would hear and be awakened and have an unpleasant experience because of the flights, yes. I think basically, even though Canon has said in their draft EA that, you know, they've checked off the list of things that aren't going to happen, and I think people are just really head shy about taking their word for it.
Is there any pressure on Congress to get the military to change its mind here?
You know, I don't think so right now, because okay. What you have to understand, especially for New Mexico, this is kind of a split personality issue, because our congressional delegation threw millions to keep Canon open because of the outcry in Clovis, which is where Canon Air Force Base is located. It was on the Pentagon's closure list. And what happened was there was an outcry in the community, and the congressional delegation and the governor, then-Governor Bill Richardson, basically said, we have to find a new mission for Canon. And they did. They changed it to a special operations wing, and they upgraded the facilities. They got new runways. They even got water rights from the legislature and millions of dollars to save this base. And this is the outcome. I mean, you struggle to find a new mission for this place, and then nobody wants the mission.
Some people don't want the mission, I guess.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, and what you're pointing to there is that locally in parts of New Mexico, this is probably seen as quite an economic boost, while in some of the flyover areas, it's seen as accomplishing the opposite.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your reporting with us, Chandra. I really appreciate it.
Of course. No problem.
Chandra Johnson is a reporter for the Taos News. A decision on whether to proceed with low-altitude night flights is expected from the Air Force sometime next year.